what the Trump administration has been arguing through its Department of Justice and what TransCanada, which is a corporation from Canada, has been arguing is that because the Trump administration issued what it calls a presidential permit, that presidential action is above the law. It's beyond the jurisdiction of any federal court to examine whether, in issuing that approval, the Trump administration violated federal environmental law, including the National Environmental Policy Act, the Endangered Species Act, the Administrative Procedure Act, and other statutes and regulations that bind all of the actions of federal agencies. We have argued successfully in this case and in another groundbreaking case involving a transboundary energy project on our Mexican border that the Trump administration is not above the law, that its actions should be considered subject to the full panoply of federal environmental statutes, and Judge Morris has agreed with that, and by denying TransCanada's request for a stay of the injunction, the Ninth Circuit has signaled its agreement that federal courts do have jurisdiction. So if I were a betting man, I would expect that it's more likely than not that if TransCanada seeks review in the U.S. Supreme Court, they will tell the court that the Trump administration is above law and that none of the statutes that were violated here even apply to this presidential permit. And unfortunately, the Justice Department will tag along and second TransCanada's very unsavory position that the president of this country is not subject to the laws of this country.
Well, Steve, I'm shocked at the imperial claim that is presented there.
It's breathtaking, and it's terrifying, and it's something that we will leave no stone unturned to defeat.